Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
The Jamaica Agricultural Society says the Eat Jamaican campaign continues to positively impact rural development and put more money in the pockets of farmers. Stay with us to find out more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Persons living and working in Western Jamaica, do you know what to do if someone dies without making a will, leaving children under 18 years old, land, motor vehicles, and other assets? Do you have an ongoing matter with the Administrator General's Department? Come talk to us on Wednesday, November 29 at our Securing Your Legacy Roadshow from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the National Housing Trust parking lot at 42B Union Street in Montego Bay, St. James. That's the Administrator General's Department, Securing Your Legacy.
The Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, says the Eat Jamaican campaign launched in 2003 has saved the Jamaican economy over $70 billion through the reduction of food imports and increased domestic crop production. JAS President Norman Grant says domestic crop production increased from 491,000 tons in 2003 to 668,000 tons in 2016.
It means that over a 14-year period, the sector grew in terms of domestic crop production by 38%, which is root crops, vegetables, etc.
Mr. Grant says the campaign has been one of the country's most impactful and has assisted and influenced many sectors.
It is a campaign that must be intensified until Jamaica achieve economic independence and until we are food secured as a nation.
The JAS president says while some local products may be more expensive this Christmas due to the effects of natural and man-made disasters on the sector this year, the Agricultural Society is confident that there will be adequate supplies of agricultural produce for the Yuletide season. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Donovan Stanbury says the Eat Jamaican campaign is to be intensified by linking eating local foods with healthy lifestyle choices. He says making healthier food choices will assist in minimizing the strains associated with non-communicable diseases on the country's health sector.
And if we disaggregate the food import bill, a third of the things that we import every year are things that we can easily do without and live healthier. A significant portion of that bill constitute processed foods, snacks, laced with sugar, laced with salt, which is now having the impact of a silent crisis, the high incidence of non-communicable diseases. So, from a nutritional and health standpoint, eating what you grow makes sense.
Mr. Grant and Mr. Stanbury were speaking at the recently held Eat Jamaican Day exposition in St. Andrew. Eat Jamaican Day was launched by the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries and the JAS to actively promote locally produced foods and help to provide over 250,000 farmers and fisherfolk with a stable local market for their produce. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. No eng all your clothes pan one nail. Translation, don't hang all your clothes on a single nail. Do you know what this means? The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, always have a contingency plan. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs.
Are you the next energy champion? Then prove it! Enter the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Program's Energy Champion Competition today! To enter, like the Ease Up on Energy Facebook page. Then post a picture or video of yourself saving energy and you could win a smartwatch, tablet or energy saving device. Remember to use the hashtag EnergyChampJA. Competition open to primary, high school and tertiary students and all public sector employees. Brought to you by the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica.
That's it for today's program. I'm Anjuie James Soyez with studio engineer Andre Soyez, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.